Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending March the 24th, 2024. Spring is finally here. Yay! So, yeah, the sun has been shining, but looks like it's going to be rainy for the next few weeks. So, woohoo! Anyway, I've had a really productive week. Crazy productive, to be honest. I've been working on The Wolf and the Wyvern, just focusing on that. Ravenglass Legends Book 2, doing the redraft of second point of view. I've been going through this so well. Let me think. I checked my total word count, what I've got through, including Ragnar's arc. I'm 93,000 words into the second draft. And this is going to end up about, 110,000, something like that. At the moment, it's 111, so that could go either way, up or down. But I've basically got 17,000 words left of what I've got to work through. So all being well, I should have a second draft done by the end of next week, which should be amazing. But yeah, it's just been a good week in terms of getting through that. Also, in terms of reading, I am between books. I finished, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, which is all about music and about the history of the disc jockey. So this went from, I suppose, the early days of radio right through up until, the grime scene in the UK, really. So, yeah, really interesting. Loads of fascinating stuff in there. Just, you know, the bit of a kind of worldwide look at dance culture and things like that. When I listen to books about music, I always have kind of Spotify open and listen to tracks. And I found a track that it's a bit weird. It's like it's been in my head on and off for over 20 years. Didn't know what it was. I've tried to look for it in the past, tried to describe the tune to people. No one knows what it is. And I found it on a playlist that is to do with one of the clubs in this thing. So, yeah, it was a track called Let's Get Brutal from the 1980s. And it's like a really kind of 808. Electro track, really catchy, so that was cool. Yeah, no one else will care about that, but for me that was like, whoa, it's this song I've been wanting to know what this is for years, most of my life, which is insane, really. So really enjoyed that book. Highly recommend that if you're into music, even if you're not into dance music and things like that. You know, I listen to it. I'm not a huge dance fan. I've never been into clubbing particularly. I've always been more into kind of rock and indie bands and things like that, but I just found it fascinating anyway. And just, yeah, the history of music and things like the history of the Northern Soul scene. So if you're not familiar with Northern Soul, that it's basically a scene of a particular style of soul music that got really popular in the north of England. And so it was really popular in my hometown of Wolverhampton. There was a club there. Also in places like Wigan and Liverpool and Stoke and things like that. So, you know, really kind of in the north of England, the Midlands. And it was a retro scene. So it was, you know, this was in the 70s. So it was kind of soul music from the 60s of a particular style. And it was kind of focused on just this kind of very small range of records, and it ended up kind of fizzling out because the records were running out. There was only so much of that mind tap, and so it became about, like, you know, really rare records, and kind of had a bit of a weird geek culture about it, a bit of a collector culture. So yeah, just kind of fascinating in those terms, that it wasn't, you know, like the dance scene has always been like the latest thing, the new thing. This one was definitely a retro thing, which I just found that really interesting. And what else? Oh, I finished the Book of Yokai as well, which is all about kind of Japanese monsters and spirits. Really enjoyed that. The first half I thought was better, which was basically like a history, a cultural examination, a kind of anthropological thing looking at that, looking at, you know, why these monsters exist, why they appear in folk culture and things like that. Fascinating stuff. The second half read like kind of Dungeons and Dragons instruction manual. It was, you know, it was basically a bestiary, telling you about the different creatures, different monsters. So that wasn't as interesting, but you know, all of it was still good anyway. But that first half was definitely more in my wheelhouse in terms of my interests. So yeah, next week then, it's the last week of the half term. So my son breaks up. He actually breaks up on Thursday because it's Good Friday, isn't it, next week, which also means the end of Lent. So I can have beer again. Woo. But yeah, what that means is it's a really want to get to the end of my second draft of The Fall of Wolfsbane. No, I don't. I finished that. That's published. Wolf and the Wyvern. There we go. Yeah, that's the book. So Ravenglass Edge is book two. Get that finished. Let that settle a little bit. Move on to something else. That's the plan. Don't know what that will be yet, but I have some ideas. I think it will be a new project. I will be continuing with Punks vs. Zombies, but as it is the Easter holidays, I'll be taking a little bit of a break, at least having a, you know, a good few days off, and then just seeing where we are from there. So until next time, cheerio.